भगवते वासुदेवाय रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 8 लॉर्ड कृष्णा शोस द यूनिवर्सल फॉर्म टेक्स्ट नंबर 32 एकदा क्रीडमाना ते राम आदया गोपदारका कृष्णमृदं भक्षितवान् इति मात्रे न्यवदायन् एकदा क्रीडमानास्ते एकदा क्रीडमानास्ते रामाद्या गोपदारका रामाद्या गोपदारका कृष्णो मृदं भक्षितवान् कृष्णो मृदं भक्षितवान् इति मात्रे न वेदयान् इति मात्रे न वेदयान् By His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Sri Vila Prabhupada Ki. Ekada. Translation. One day, while Krishna was playing with his small playmates, including Balarama and other sons of the Gopas, all his friends came together and lodged a complaint to Mother Yashoda. Mother, they submitted, Krishna has eaten earth. Please repeat. One day, while Krishna was playing with his small playmates, including Balarama and other sons of the Gopas, all his friends came together and lodged a complaint to Mother Yashoda. Mother, they submitted, Krishna has eaten earth. Purport. Here is another of Krishna's transcendental activities invented to please the gopis. First, a complaint was lodged with Mother Yashoda about Krishna's stealing. But Mother Yashoda did not chastise him. Now, in an attempt to awaken Mother Yashoda's anger so that she would chastise Krishna, another complaint was invented that Krishna had eaten earth. So there are many incarnations of God, and Krishna is the source of all incarnations. Although all incarnations of God, which are of Vishnu Tattva category, they are all one and the same. Nevertheless, Krishna is still the supreme or the super excellent, as we read from our Vaishnava literature, from the mouth of our great teachers, that although there is no difference between Krishna and his incarnations, but there is something special which makes Krishna the super excellent. You know? Like it is said, Purnatara, Purnatama, Purnata, complete, more complete, most complete. So that completeness is there, but Krishna is most complete. This is because of this is super excellent pastimes which he performs in Vraja, Vrajendra Nandan Krishna. Like we also learn from the commentaries of the Acharyas that the Krishna of Vrindavan and the Krishna who goes out of Vrindavan, or Krishna outside Vrindavan, Krishna is Krishna, isn't it? Like for common man, for simple devotees of the Lord, it may be a little puzzling thing when our Rasika Vaishnava Acharyas, they say that the Krishna of Dwarka, the Krishna of Mathura, and the Krishna of Vrindavan. So we call like Vasudeva Krishna, or Vasudeva Krishna, the Krishna born of Devaki and Vasudeva. And there is also Krishna born of Nanda Maharaj and Yasoda. As we know from the description, that Vasudev, he takes Gopal, Krishna, to Gokul. And then he brings back a baby girl in his place, back to Mathura. And it is not that a boy was born to Devaki and Vasudev, and that a baby girl was born to Yasodamaya. No? Actually, Krishna was originally born to Yashodamaya, and the Vasudeva Krishna was brought to Gokul. He merges with just like all incarnations emanate from Lord Krishna. So, like we also have the statement that Vrindavanam Parityadya Padam Ekam Nagashyati, that Lord Krishna, he doesn't take one step outside Vrindavan. So, in Bhauma Vrindavan Leela, who is this Krishna, born in Mathura, and who is the Krishna that went to Hastinapur, and who was in Dwaraka, and all that. So it is Vasudeva Krishna, that the Adi Purushar, Vrajendranandan Krishna, he has nothing to do with anything outside Vrindavan. So this is also an answer, like, you know, people say that Vishnu is the source of all 10 incarnations. And they include Krishna as one of the incarnations of Vishnu. So, we don't have to say yes or no for that, because there is also a Krishna born of Vishnu, that is Vasudeva Krishna is there. So this Vasudeva Krishna, he is an incarnation of Vishnu, and because Vishnu himself is an expansion of expansion of Krishna, so for Rasikas, like people who are fortunate to be in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, where Lord Krishna personally comes as Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and he has come to reveal the highest rasa, the highest mellows of Vrajadham. So we say that apart from the rasas of Vrajendranandan Krishna, all other incarnations, they don't have all the mellows of Vrajendranandan Krishna. It's a 2.5 mellows. No, they're actually like 5 mellows. You have Santaras, you have Dashras, Sakhyaras, and Vasalyaras, and finally the mellow of conjugal love, Madhurya Ras. But apart from the pastimes that are enacted in Vrajadham, we will only find Santaras or Dashras and half of Vasalaras, like you say, In Vatsalya Bhava also, there are two. One is like serving the Lord in friendship with awe and reverence, and serving the Lord with love and affection. So visrambhena seva. So that way, what we are reading here in Gokul, in Vrajadham, these are all super excellent pastimes of the Lord. In that, sometimes or many times, there is no difference between Lord and his part and parcels, or Lord and his associates. Actually, we cannot compare the Lord and his part and parcels. The Lord is complete and we are all his part and parcels. But in the pastimes that are enacted in Vrajadham, you cannot distinguish between the Lord and his associates. The pastimes are so intimate, so sweet, that both the Lord and associates, how they enjoy without any Aishwarya Bhava, simply the pastimes of sweetness. these things, Bhagavata Pade Bhagavata Rastana. Like, if you want to understand these pastimes, they are not comprehensible to our speculations or imaginations, including our sadhana bhakti, these things, they are not comprehensible. So we are reading that confidential part of Srimad Bhagavatam, where for a person who just wants to read Bhagavatam, he may have some kind of external, superficial, and then he may become puzzled. So what to speak of mortals, human beings, including Brahma, Lord Shiva, Ananta Dev, and Krishna's first expansion, the Balaram, they also sometimes become puzzled, unable to understand what is going on. No? So here, Krishna is special. This Rajendran Krishna, for his four, we call it Madhurya Chatushtaya, the four super excellent characteristics of Rajendranandan Krishna, nothing can compare with him. This Madhurya Chatushtaya, it's called Rupa Madhuri and Venu Madhuri, Leela Madhuri and Prema Madhuri. In these four ways, Krishna's pastimes, they cannot be matched with the pastimes of all other incarnations, like the childhood pastimes, which come under this Leela Madhuri, and similarly the flute playing, the enchanting pastimes, and similarly his pastimes with the gopis. So there we see that Krishna cannot be recognized as Trilokinath or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or he is Jagannath and so on. So here today we are reading from Lord Krishna showing his universal form. So in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, also Krishna has shown his universal form. And Krishna has shown his universal form in the court of Duryodhan. No? When he goes to the messenger, there also he saws. But here, Krishna is showing universal form inside his mouth, seeing everything inside the mouth. There, Krishna, he has expanded himself, so covering the, universal limits and showing everything that can be. But here, right in his small mouth, Krishna is showing his universal form. That this should not, because this is taking place in inside Vrajadham. So Krishna is not literally taking the form of a very, very gigantic person. Just is a little Krishna, but he's just showing his tiny mouth. He's opening his small mouth. And so he did not want to really change the mood or disturb the mood of the Brajabasis. So just like Yashoda Maya, she was wondering whether she is having some reeling sensation or that something is happening outside. And when Yashoda Mata was having all kinds of thinking like that, and Krishna again withdrew his exhibition of opulence, and Yashoda Mata, she put aside everything. It is just some kind of, sometimes we get some fleeting ideas, and then she brushed aside the whole thing and she forgot. But because whatever the Lord does, it is not ordinary. It is something subject to discussion by all his exalted devotees. So did Krishna eat dirt? Because in the purport, it was said that the associates of Krishna, they want to see Krishna being chastised by Mother Yashoda, you know. So they want to cook up, make a complaint. So did Krishna eat earth? We can talk about it in many ways, like for the Lord, there is nothing like earth. Especially the dirt of Vrindavan. That's not Chintamani. So, did Krishna swallow Chintamani and Krishna really eat dirt? Because Yashoda Mata was trying to feed, she was thinking that there's so many sweet meats and there are so many, why should Krishna eat dirt? So that was not really dirt in one sense. And similarly, like for the Lord, you know, like when you say Maya, like for us, there is distinction between the five elements or the eight elements and the soul. Bhumir apo analo vayu kammano buddhirevacha ahankara itiyame bhinna prakriti rashada apareyam itasanyam prakritam vidhime param jivabhutam mahabaho edam dharite jagat. For the souls or for the conditioned people who are embodied, we have distinction that there is an external energy of the Lord and there is an internal energy, and there is also this tatastha, which we are, the jivas, comprising of a material body and the spirit soul inside. But for the Lord, everything is spiritual, isn't it? Like even for a pure devotee also, everything is spiritual, because they don't have this lording over mentality or the enjoying mentality. So a devotee, he sees everything as the property of the Lord. When we have this enjoying mentality, then we are tempted away from the Lord. We have so many attractions away from the Lord. Krishna is the most attractive person. How is that? That we are attracted to so many other things than Krishna. If Krishna is so attractive, then how is that we are attracted to? So this is possible by the arrangement of the Lord for his part and parcels. The part and parcels have minute independence, and we can misuse our independence, and then we can become deviated from Krishna, and we can be attracted to so many things. And when we get spiritual knowledge and when we get to know our relationship with the Lord and the kind of happiness that is there, you know, like Yamunacharya says, यदवधि मम चेत कृष्ण पदारविंदयो तदवधि बत नारी संगमे रंसुमासीत. सो दि यमुनाचार्य इस समथिंग टू दिस एफेक्ट दैट upon started taking Krishna's names and doing it continuously, the kind of experience we have when we compare it with the kind of life we led in the past. So we wonder, was it me, who was living like that, when we have the spiritual understanding and when we do all these things seriously and we become little stable, steady in our spiritual life, even then, because we are in this world, the past thoughts are sometimes this kind of things. When we look at others, or including ourselves, or when we look at our past life, so we also wonder, when the reality is this, how we were living a life like that, like Bhagavad Gita, second chapter, it says, Rasavarjan Rasapyasya Parandrishva Nivartate Vishaya Vinivartante Niraharasya Dehina Rasavarjan Rasapyasya Parandrishva Nivartate. When we genuinely practice spiritual life, it is certain, it is bound to happen. That is why said even a trace of spiritual experience when we have, then we are saved forever. We have to come back. That is the reason we say whenever some senior devotees or some devotees have stayed for many years, sometimes they have a little deviation. We may wonder, after staying for so many years, why did he go back to do like that? From these slokas, we learn that it is not going to be for long. Anyone who has tasted the name of Krishna once, it may appear that in this lifetime, we are eternal, and in eternity, falling down for a birth, and then getting back or falling down for a few years, and then you come back. So that's why advanced devotees are very kind, and they are very philosophically situated. They don't see these things as only when it happens to us, we may have to take it seriously. But when you see it happening in others' lives, take it easy, because in this world, maybe by the Lord's arrangement, maybe to intensify our hankering for spiritual life, and maybe we have some small desires left lingering, so Krishna may push his devotee away. But that's not going to last very long. So that is the power of a pure devotional service. Neha abhikrama nasasti pratyavayo navidyate Svalpamapyasya dharmasya trayato mahato bhayat. That even a little endeavor on this path of real religion, real dharma, that is devotional service, and there is no loss, there is no diminution, there is no loss. Whatever we did, that is not going to be lost, because whatever devotional service we do, it remains as an asset, and at a opportune time, at a right time, again we come back to spiritual life. So this Krishna eating dirt, so like children also eat dirt. Children, that is the only enjoyment they have as children. You know? Their senses are not very developed. You know? Anything you find, just put it in your mouth. Children, they do it out of ignorance, and that is the only enjoyment they have, and they do it. But here Krishna is also a child, so something similar, but Krishna is not an ordinary child. Like we are saying, maybe it is a blame by the associates of Krishna that he has eaten dirt, but through this pastime, we are getting to know the how Krishna, with his intimate associates, can mix up like that. And for us, who are trying to see what is the position of Krishna, like by his showing his universal form right in his mouth, where like we will read in the slokas to come, that Mother Yashoda is seeing herself with Krishna in that mouth. No? So that was very mind-boggling for her, and she was thinking, maybe I am haunted, or what is happening here. No? So the point is that Krishna doing these things in Vrindavan, like Prabhupada says in the purport, you make an occasion all the time, you know? Like whenever somebody is very vigorous, very energetic, or very rich, you know? We don't want to remain quiet. Like children are restless because they have their childish energy and enthusiasm, so they don't keep quiet. They keep pulling, pushing, breaking, taking something. So here Krishna is drawing the attention of everybody, you know, for various reasons. Mother Yashoda is in anxiety out of her paternal affection, that, you know, like which mother likes to see that my son is eating earth, you know? Immediately they want to take it out, rinse his mouth, you know, and wants to educate that, you know, you should know what you should eat, what you should not eat. You know, things like that. So in Gokul, in Braj, not a day passes without so many things happening all around. Because Krishna is Rasaras, Krishna is Akhila Rasamrita Sindhu. Krishna captivates, Krishna enhances, whether they are his pastimes of separation, the passions of union, they increase the ecstasy of the Lord and also his devotees, multifold, many times. Like Lord Ram, he was also like lamenting, crying in separation from Sita. As though like even in this world, when a person is bereaved of his wife, because that loyalty is not, for a person, the loyalty is not eternal, not for one person, and it is not complete also. So we may lament for our beloved person in bereavement for 2 days, maybe 2 years, and then even if you want to lament, you don't have tears to lament, because our senses and our other interests, and we soon get over. We say time heals everything, So, but once you have the attachment for the Lord, and we have attachment, and there is some disturbance, like we are in the company of good devotees of the Lord, and for some reason we have to move away, or that person has to, like, like you all get the association Radhanath Maharaj, but he is not just for you. He is for everybody, he has to. Parivrajaka Acharya, his lamentation is for the all jivas of the world. Okay, no? Go give your personal association, go give to everybody, you inspire the devotees, you influence the non-devotees, and at least you let people see you, like seeing a sadhu who is a genuine devotee of the Lord, just seeing them also doesn't go in vain, it doesn't go waste. As we say, when devotees move around, we are not bothered about immediate results, nor we are bothered about why nothing is happening. If we think like that, probably we are not advanced enough. That's okay. No, I do my job. I go around, and you have your enthusiasm, you have your conviction, and it is so satisfying whether the result is there or not. Working for the Lord. Our philosophy is we are not result oriented. Result is in the hands of Krishna. But our business is when we work for the Lord, we find transformation in our spiritual status, and when we render service, we have our realizations, and we are becoming satisfied. Similar occasion was brought up, Prabhupada disciples arranged a big program for him, and they tried hard to reach out, do as best as they can, to make the program successful, but the turnout was very small, only few people turned up. And devotees were a little in anxiety, you know, like, and then Prabhupada made them feel comfortable, saying that, no, your enthusiasm should not wane. You are preaching for your purification, and you are preaching for the satisfaction of the Lord. The Lord is there, no? The Lord is watching what we are doing. And not only that, like, it's not only for the human beings, it is for all the jivas. And this room may be without people, persons, but we cannot say how many living entities are there, countless. So devotees, actually, whether it is a program or not, people who are addicted to chanting, they want to just chant, whether people are there or not. So that way also, like, sometimes there are people who shy to dance in the crowd, but when they are for themselves, they would like to dance because they are shy. Because I may not be a good dancer, but there are expert dancers, so my dancing may be a little odd, or it may not be something. But we are not doing dancing for anybody's satisfaction. Like, I personally remember one time Radhana Swami telling me, I'm also like a kind of a introvert or a slow person, so just watching, and then Maharaj said, you dance. So we dance, it's not that we are jubilant, no, we should dance because the great devotees, they are feeling jubilant by chanting, so they are dancing. But we are also meant to be jubilant when we chant, but we have to make an effort. Like, we make an effort to chant, similarly, we have to make an effort to, like, whenever we complete a program in public, we tell them, kindly, you chant with behind us, you chant with us, and you also chant. When you chant in the chorus, you raise your hands and you sway your legs and you chant. And the philosophy behind it is that when you raise your hands, it's a supplication, it's a token of surrender, that we are surrendering. And when we sway our hands, we are full with so many unwanted thoughts and anarthas and so on. And when we sway our body before the Lord, in the company of devotees, while taking the holy name, we are like you move a tree or you move a thing, it blows away all the dust sitting on that, or the birds sitting on that, they will all blown away or they fly away. Like that, when we raise our hands, when we sway our legs and body in a spiritual rhythm, and we see that we are making more advancement, we are making rapid advancement. So these pastimes in Vraja, they are subject to great discussions for advanced souls, and to the degree we concentrate, to the degree we are advanced, we can go on discussing these things from so many perspectives, you know, from so many angles. That is actually the reason why we have the Bhagavatam here, because we want to absorb our mind. When we chant the 10 offenses, like the fifth offense, to give some, they say, you know, like some interpretation on the holy name of the Lord. You know. Sometimes we say to give some mundane interpretation on the holy name of the Lord. That means when we give commentary or interpretation away, that can enhance our attachment to the Lord. You cannot call it as interpretation. That's like a discussion or a commentary, not interpretation, because the idea is to enhance the glory of the holy name and the past tense of the Lord. So that way, here we are beginning to read this pastime of Krishna eating the dirt. I stop here. Hare Krishna. If you have any questions or comments, you can ask. Yes.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna Maharaj, you said that Lord Vishnu comes in 10 incarnations, starting from the Matsya incarnation, and the 10 incarnations become the 10 avatars. And the 9th incarnation after Lord Krishna is of Lord Gautama Buddha. And the 10th one, which is the Kalki avatar, it is yet to come now. The Kali Yuga. So, according to the last incarnation of Gautama Buddha preached meditation. That Gautama Buddha went to under a tree and started meditating. So, isn't it that the latest way of realization is a meditation rather than chanting the holy name of the Lord? Can you explain on this?
The incarnation as the Lord Buddha, it was meant for a particular time, and also it is meant for a particular class of people. So if such class of people are there even now, we can advise them, instead of doing nothing, instead of doing simply a materialistic way of life, at least you try to do some meditation, trying to go inside yourself. Lord Buddha, he did not say anything about soul or God. He talked about nirvana. Because this world is a place of suffering, and when we don't indulge in too much activity in this world and keep quiet, surely we will not be so exhausted or so tired. Like we say, when a child is very mischievous and restless, and the parents want that he should keep quiet. But it is not possible to keep a restless child quiet. So we have to engage the child in some positive activities. So people who don't know what are the positive activities, which are actually spiritual activities or devotional activities, so people who are not fortunate to come in contact with the devotees of the Lord, so that's why we don't criticize or right away find fault. No, like devotees try to help others to the degree they can digest or they can understand. So the point is that even now, maybe more people are doing meditation than practicing the activities of devotional service, because it is not easy. First we have to come in contact with the devotees, we should have their continued association, and then slowly we will also come on this path. So your question is that to certain class of people who are not grown up or who are not exposed to this devotional path, they can find some decimal or some gradual enhancement in their spiritual life. It's not here. So I thank you all. Hare Krishna.